Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Over 24 hours from now, the bands and floats are going to start rolling in Pasadena. The 136th Rose Parade will take place. And, of course, the big game, too, the Rose Bowl. That's going to attract hundreds of thousands of people to the city of Pasadena. John Baird joins us live from, of course, Pasadena, where people can start staking out their spots, John, but just not yet.
That's right. They can stake out their spots starting at noon today, Brian. But some people have been trying to get a head start. Lisa Dedarian is with the city of Pasadena.
As early as Christmas Day, we were getting reports of people spray painting grass to cordon off an area. So we were taking down the caution tape and the rope and the scaffolding people are putting up.
Plus, you have to stay with your stuff. So once you mark off your spot, you put down a couple of chairs or blankets, you got to stay with it. Otherwise, your stuff will be hauled away. And they don't want you spray painting the grass, by the way. Plus, don't even think about bringing a drone to Pasadena tomorrow.
You know, people think it's easy and they can use them for recreational use. Got them for the holidays. Leave them at home. Use them for something else because they will be taken down and confiscated.
And you could end up in big trouble, too. She says don't ignore the no parking signs. You will get a ticket. Don't light a bonfire. No smoking or drinking alcohol along the parade route. And when the parade is finally over, pick up your trash, take it with you. You would not believe what a mess the parade route is after everyone takes off. Give the cleanup crew a break.
Yeah, John, thanks. Even some locals might have questions when it comes to navigating all this. You know, the parade, the Rose Bowl. So they've got the helpline.
Executive Director of Visit Pasadena, Kristen McGrath, says many visitors arrive to Pasadena a couple of days before the parade and game and stay for a few days after. She says the Pasadena Visitor Hotline has been answering questions for visitors and even locals for 41 years about anything they need to know to have the best experience before, during, and after the parade and big game.
A lot of visitors really view the parade as well as the game as truly a bucket list experience. You know, for a lot of people visiting us for the first time, they're really surprised to see what a vibrant dining scene we have here with great world-class restaurants, fantastic public art scene, and then the shopping is always good as well.
And there are ways for you to enjoy the parade long after it's over at Float Fest.
That's where you can get an up-close and personal view of the float. And you can really admire all of the fabulous details. And it's a nice opportunity for folks that aren't actually able to attend the parade to actually get up close and personal with the floats, just to see the creativity that goes into creating these magnificent floats.
If you don't get a chance to call, you can stop by the Visitor Center at 300 East Green Street to talk face-to-face with someone. If you need the number, it's 1-877-793-9999. I'm Elsa Ramon, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, you can ride LA Metro for free today. Not going to cost you a thing as of now until 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. Train lines A, B, D, and E hours will run 24 hours a day. C and K operate till about 2 a.m. You can also take Metro Micro for free as well. Just use the code RING25, Metro Bike Share, free for the first 30 minutes until tomorrow. And the OC bus rides are going to be free until tomorrow morning at 2:30.
They're getting ready in New York in Times Square.
From canines to pickpocket watchers, the New York City Police Department says they'll have resources across the city to monitor for any threats.
We'll make sure each one of those who come here to visit and enjoy the ball drop will be safe.
NYC also ramping up its use of drones to watch from the skies.
We're looking for any suspicious activities, as the police commissioner had mentioned. And we're also looking for any type of anomalies. Maybe somebody may be having a medical emergency.
CBS's Jared Hill.
Well, if you're not partying tonight, maybe you'll be sitting down writing out your New Year's resolutions. Maybe you want to exercise more, lose weight, read more books, whatever it is. Best strategies to take small steps to achieve your larger goal. We talked to psychologist Kelsey Latimer, who told us to start slow with a resolution and then go from there.
It's all about looking at, you know, where are we achieving? And again, that measurability. But we live in a culture where we're very all or nothing. And honestly, you know, I even go back to the children's book, The Tortoise and the Hare. Who won? You know, the hare, yes, they look better in the front end, but they don't make it in the long end. So I always tell my clients that the shortcut is always the long way. You know, just take the mid-ground, and moderation is really always best for us.
Studies have shown up to 70% of folks who make those resolutions give up within just a couple months.
Let's go to the Weather Channel. Talk about these winds, the fire danger. Weather Channel meteorologist Terry Smith.
Gusty winds and low humidity remain a concern for parts of Southern California. A red flag warning noon today until tomorrow evening. Winds 15 to 30 miles an hour, but gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. Humidity 20% or less. So fire conditions mainly in the mountains in Santa Susana, Santa Monica, and the western San Gabriel Mountains. I'm Weather Channel meteorologist Terry Smith, KNX News 97.1 FM.
7:37, U.S. Treasury says Chinese hackers breached its network. CBS's Nicole Scianga says several companies have been targeted by the same group.
The breach follows a slew of Chinese-linked cyber attacks, including a hacking campaign by a group nicknamed Salt Typhoon. Hackers targeted at least 8 U.S. telecommunications companies, according to U.S. officials, spying on the phone conversations and text messages of more than 100 senior government officials.
Now, AT&T and Verizon both were among the victims.
Ford says its X account was compromised.
Three posts popped up on Ford's X account Monday referencing Israel's war on Hamas in Gaza, including one that said Israel is a terrorist state. They were posted long enough that some users took screenshots and sent them to Ford. The automaker, in a statement to CBS News Detroit, says their account was briefly compromised and the posts were not authorized or posted by Ford. The company says it's investigating. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
President-elect Trump's chief of staff has told all cabinet nominees not to post on social media until Senate confirmations. New York Post said the transition team reiterated over the weekend that any posts need prior approval. Confirmation hearings get underway next week. Most controversial picks include Pete Hegseth to lead the Pentagon, Kash Patel, the FBI, Robert Kennedy Jr., Health and Human Services, and Tulsi Gabbard, Director of National Intelligence.
The official honors for President Carter start this weekend. CBS reporter Michael Toscano.
This Saturday, January 4th, a motorcade will carry the late president's remains through his hometown Plains before heading to Atlanta. A moment of silence will be observed at the state capitol, after which the casket will go to the Carter Presidential Center for viewing until Tuesday morning on the 7th. Then it will be taken to Washington and transferred to a horse-drawn caisson rolling from the U.S. Navy Memorial to the nearby U.S. Capitol. Ceremonies and public viewing will follow, leading to a funeral at Washington Cathedral Tuesday the 9th and the flight home for burial in Plains. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Another Guantanamo Bay detainee has been moved from the military facility in Cuba. CBS News correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
The latest transfer involved one of the first prisoners ever sent to Guantanamo, which opened in 2002. He is Tunisian and was arrested during terrorism sweeps, but never charged. Just 26 detainees remain at the military prison in Cuba. At its peak, there were 800. President Biden hoped to shut it down, as did former President Barack Obama.
Pentagon says 14 of the remaining 26 detainees are eligible for transfer and another 3 eligible for review.
Always the case. New year means new laws. Art Sanders with a quick look at some of the ones here in California.
2025 sees 12 new laws involving consumer protections, banking, rental regulations, and medical debt reform. Among the highlights, workers are now allowed to use paid family leave first without exhausting accrued vacation time, and medical debt is to no longer appear on credit reports. If you're a renter, security deposits are limited to 1 month's rent, and landlords must return deposits in full if the rental is left clean. For accessory dwelling units, or ADUs, several new laws relax regulations to allow more of them, and environmental review will be sped up. In banking, credit union overdraft fees are now limited, and some fees are now prohibited by banks when transactions are declined. And subscription cancellations must match with sign-up methods. For example, if you subscribe online, you can now click and cancel online. I'm Art Sanders, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, are nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Started with the fog. We're going to get the fire dangers as we go through the day. So getting warmer and windier. We'll do lots of 60s and then some low 70s, adding on a little bit each day through about Thursday. We got the Santa Ana wind. So red flag warnings up for today, tomorrow, especially in the mountain spots, dealing with that fire danger again. 747 investigators looking into what caused these two recent airline tragedies. Azerbaijan Airlines in Kazakhstan. The other was this past weekend's crash in South Korea, the belly landing. KNX News travel editor Peter Greenberg is with us. We're going to talk about these and then kind of look ahead to travel in 2025. But Peter, take us through what we know about these and what it means to all of us, because I know there's some people out there who just, they just look away at these types of stories because they're like, man, I need to fly soon. I just don't want to think about this stuff.
Well, the good news is aviation still remains incredibly safe. The bad news is that more passengers were killed this year by anti-aircraft missiles than by anything to do with aviation safety. That's what happened, of course, with the Azerbaijan flight. That was flight 8432. We could tell, and the investigators could tell, within 30 minutes of coming across the scene of that wreckage, that it was attacked from the outside based on just the way the metal was bent inwards. And, of course, that was later confirmed. A very sad story there. And then, of course, the one that no one can figure out yet, which was Jeju Flight 2216 in South Korea. It was definitely hit by a bird. We don't know if both engines were hit yet. The black box, the cockpit voice recorder, still, even though it's recovered, it's in very, very bad shape, and we don't know if it's salvageable. The flight data recorder in the tail will tell us about engine performance and a few other things. But what can't be understood right now is how a plane could come in with no landing gear deployed, no flaps, no slats, and, of course, that terrible design flaw at the airport itself, that concrete barrier at the end of the runway. So the investigation will be continuing for a few weeks on this one.
Peter, speaking of that airport, that is surrounded, like you said, it's by a concrete fence with some barbed wire on top. It's actually to keep people out of the airfield itself. The wall was cinder block. It wasn't basically solid concrete, but it's still the damage, obviously, it destroyed the plane. It's amazing how little it takes to rip apart those airframes in a situation like that.
Well, keep in mind, he was landing at over 200 miles an hour. A normal landing protocol is about 140 to 145 miles an hour. And that extra 60 miles an hour, given where it was and what it hit, any plane at that point would have disintegrated.
All right, let's switch over to some happier things. You know, look ahead to travel in 2025. Where are we going? What can we expect? Give us some of your, like, top trends.
Well, here's the good news. You can throw out your normal bucket list and create a new one, because American, United, and Delta have really revamped their routing and their destinations. They'll be flying to more international destinations than they've ever flown before, and these will be nonstop flights. We're talking flights to Greenland, Mongolia, Dakar in Senegal, the Philippines, Taiwan, and then, of course, throughout Europe, nonstop flights to Sicily and other locations in Italy and France. That's all good news, especially if you're the first kids on the block, because that's when you'll see introductory low airfares. And for the first time in a long time, you can get to places like this without having to connect in those busy hub airports in Europe. So that's the first thing that's going to be good for 2025.
Peter, when traveling, luggage, of course, tends to get lost. We had our luggage sent somewhere else when we flew back east. My son just flew from L.A. to Phoenix, and the airline, for some reason, sent his luggage to Portland, Oregon. He got it back 24 hours later. What can we do in that situation? Because obviously we have to pay for them, you know, to get our luggage on. What can we do? Do we get our money back? Can we get something else from the airline?
Well, under USDOT rules, if you pay for a contract service like to check your bag and they do not deliver your bag within 4 hours of the flight, you get that money back. You just have to ask for it. Don't depend on the airlines to volunteer that information. But then again, since it's New Year's resolution time, follow my clue. And that is, there are only two kinds of airline bags: carry on and lost.
All right, KNX travel editor Peter Greenberg. Happy New Year. Thanks.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.